Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts and the agricultural benefits that Congress passed. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In a recent program, before the U.S. House and Senate approved H.R. 10545, the American Relief Act of 2025, keeping the government from shutting down and providing continuing resolution funds through March 14th of 2025, you might have recalled that while we didn't know what was going to happen, we did say it was understandable that farmers facing extremely difficult economic times are holding hope that Congress would deliver. With the drama that went with the several times it took to get the necessary bill passed, just in the nick of time, our comments that it seemed that counting on Congress is a very risky thing. We can now point out that Congress did pass the bill and the president signed it. The legislation includes $30 billion in assistance for some farmers and some ranchers. $20.8 billion of that $30 billion is for emergency natural resource disasters that came from calendar years 23 and 24. Those disasters could take a lot of different forms, from losses to revenue to quality or production for the list of possible disasters longer than your arm and legs put together. There is also $2 billion available for livestock assistance. The $10 billion of economic assistance from the total $30 billion goes to program crops that are part of the Farm Bill, which is now going to be extended for the second time for the year ahead. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.